Okay. So let me put you this way. Awesome. So do you want to just tell me your name and why you're walking?
So my name is Lee Saavedra, and I am walking because I believe that education is a right, not a privilege. And ever since I was little, I was taught that in American schools, so that's why I'm walking.
And what is the Dream Act for people listening, and why is it important?
Do you want the Federal Dream Act or the New York Dream Act?
The New York Dream Act.
Well, the New York Dream Act would allow undocumented students to have access to higher education by state-funded financial aid, because as of now, they don't receive any sort of like financial aid from the state. And so that's what we're trying to access, to equality in a sense.
And why is it important? Why should people care about the New York State Dream Act?
Well, they should care because, you know, these kids were brought to this country when they were so little. They are doing what American society has told them to, you know, you need to get an education, you need to succeed. And eventually they're going to be future taxpayer money, you know, they're going to be paying taxes. And because also we need workers, I think the state, it's going to face like this soon. We're going to need more nurses, doctors. And eventually immigration reform is going to come up. The federal government is going to have to deal with it. And, you know, I think by being more prepared, taking the initiative, the state is going to be ready once it has a new legal workforce to begin with.
And how has the walk been?
I think the walk is very exciting. I know it might be exhausting physically, but I think emotionally, you are doing this not for yourself, but also because you see that you're fighting for students that do not have a voice because they can't vote. They are marginalized to the size, and they're like, you have no power. But you know, we are making a difference, and so we're doing this for undocumented students.
And why does this matter to you?
It matters to me because I think I see so many of my friends who work 3 jobs to pay for 1 semester, and you know, I go to school and I'm like, yeah, I have to work hard too, but I don't necessarily go and work 3 jobs to pay for 1 semester, or like go to school and work. And I mean, it's very difficult thing to do, and no one should go through that. They should at least get some sort of assistance. And yeah, I'm doing it for them because they are great people. They're just doing what we've been told, you know. You need to get an education because education is the key.
Anything else you want to say?
Yes, I think if there are anyone else there, like any, if you're undocumented, if you're a citizen, you shouldn't, you know, you need to participate, be engaged with the community, because I think the biggest mistake that someone can do is think that, you know, well, they're going to get it done, you know, they're working on it. No. We need help from anyone, whether citizens or undocumented youth, to come out and just fight for this cause. And I think, yeah, that was one of the biggest mistakes I ever did, that, you know, thinking that someone is working on this when they are not. I mean, they're probably working so hard, but it's so difficult, so they need help.